Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Mr. Speaker, we've not cut the money from the training incentive allowance. What we've done is we have instead just changed the qualifications as level that they can actually get it for.
The Minister of Social Development and Employment, Paula Bennett, answering questions that eventually led to the Speaker threatening to name one Labor MP while being accused of bias by another.
Look, I understand Labor's having a bad day today and are feeling a bit angry.
Point of order.
It's all right.
Order.
It's all right.
Order. Point of order, Chris Tremaine.
National's Chief Whip complained that a Labor MP was repeatedly calling the Minister a liar.
It is unnecessary. It is totally untrue. She should not be saying that. Can you ask her to withdraw, please?
Lockwood Smith said he hadn't been able to hear it, but invited the culprit to own up.
If a member doesn't, I can't do anything about it because I did not hear that particular. The overall noise level is so high. Now, order.
And if a member doesn't feel the need to do it, then I'm going to let the matter lie there.
But National's Chief Whip demanded blood.
Chris Tremaine.
Mr. Speaker, the member was Carmel Cipollone, who shouted it across the floor, not once, but on a number of occasions, and I ask you to bring this matter, because I certainly took offence to
that. Offence has been taken. I asked Carmel Cipollone to stand, withdraw and apologise for accusing a member of being a liar.
Then Carmel Cipollone angered the Speaker by saying that she'd rather leave the chamber.
Now, the member will do what the Speaker requires. The member will either get to her feet, withdraw her comment and apologise, or I will name her.
Reluctantly, I withdraw and apologise,
Order.
Mr. Speaker.
Order.
That only brought her a step closer to being named and suspended for 24 hours.
I will not have this place treated with contempt by that member. She'll get to her feet, withdraw her comment and apologise with no other words, or I will name her. Carmel Cipollone.
Mr. Speaker, I withdraw and apologise.
I thank the member.
The Speaker then clashed with Trevor Mallard after criticism from the Shadow Leader of the House.
Mr. Speaker, I invite you to reflect and see whether you should address points of order raised or provide a commentary which sounds more like an Australian cricket commentary.
Order.
Mr. Mallard then went further.
Mr. Speaker, I invite you to consider whether it is appropriate for the Speaker to express prejudice.
Order.
Before
the member will now resume his seat right away.
And Labor's Clayton Cosgrove said it wasn't the Speaker's rulings, but his commentary.
The difficulty is that commentary, sir, often becomes a narrative well outside what could be seen to be judicious and impartial.
But Lockwood Smith rejected the criticism of partiality.
I can assure the member, the public sees my performance as being absolutely impartial. I get a lot of feedback from the public.
And Lockwood Smith urged MPs to look at their behaviour in the television coverage of the chamber.
To see what the public sees and to see why we lose respect. That's all I'm asking.
Now, away from all that bad behaviour in the chamber, to the order and quiet of the committee rooms in this report from Reece Lyon.
New Zealand's relationship with India was the top of the agenda for the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee as it heard submissions from various business groups. One of those was ANZ New Zealand, represented by David Green, their Institutional Managing Director. Mr. Green said the booming Indian population presented opportunities for New Zealand.
Naturally, we're very excited about the potential for India as a major source of growth for the New Zealand economy for many years to come, with nearly 1.2 billion mouths to feed and our ability to produce food. That's a natural area for us to target. And as we develop strong positions and grow in an increasing affluent markets, we've got the opportunity to position New Zealand food product at the premium or specialty end of those markets.
An example of that was provided by Mr. Green's colleague, Chris Mowat, the head of ANZ's Asia-New Zealand Relationship Banking.
We end up selling a tetra pack of milk with potentially Manuka honey added and omega-3 oil and sell it for, you know, $25 a litre, which in New Zealand is never going to spend down in Food Town, but which people in Bombay, which has more US dollar millionaires than LA does, are going to be paying quite happily. Money is no object for them there.
And India's emerging wealth was outlined again later by another submitter, the Deputy Chair of the India-New Zealand Business Council, Prashanta Mukherjee.
There is a lot of money sitting in the so-called second and third tier cities of India. They are growing at 18%, 20%. I mean, I don't know whether you've heard about this town called Aurangabad, where in one shot they bought 60-odd Mercedes-Benzes and 60-odd BMWs. And they did that because they said, we work so hard and we have money. And they placed a single order, you know, to make a point that we have money.
Prashanta Mukherjee, the Deputy Chair of the India-New Zealand Business Council, briefing the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee's inquiry into New Zealand's relationship with India.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.